This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. On your Wednesday morning. I nearly said Monday
again.
We're in the hump day.
And this Sunday, the 12th of November, is Diwali, a festival of light celebrated by Hindus, Sikhs, Jains, and some Buddhists all around the world.
We wanted to find out more about the celebration, so we have invited drag king Manish Interest to join us this morning. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure.
Now, before we dive into all things Diwali, we've got to talk about your drag journey.
Now, we were trying to work out just how you pronounce your name, because there are numerous puns involved in the drag name. But how did Manish Interest make themselves known to the world?
Yeah, so I started doing drag like alone in my bedroom during COVID lockdown to like stave off depression. And then once things opened up again, started going to drag shows, and it was like, drag kings are a thing. This is maybe something I could do. And I've been a dancer since I was a kid, so it was kind of like, oh, okay, maybe I can come up with a drag persona. And Manish is actually what my parents would have named me if I was born a boy.
Wow.
So I was like, let's put zero effort in there and just use what they would have done. But then Manish Interest, to make it a bit of a pun and make it a little bit draggy.
Because it's a niche interest, but also if you read it on
which
a piece
is what
of
we were
paper,
doing. Yeah.
We were like, yeah, well, it's man-ish.
Yeah, the man is like
drag
king. Yeah, it fits. There are so many levels. I was really big brain when I thought of this. I shouldn't have given the credit to my parents, honestly.
They can get the side note. How does it feel for you not only to be able to express and explore, drag as a drag king, but also to be able to represent your culture within your performance as well?
Yeah, I love it. I dance Bharatanatyam in a lot of my performances. So that's the style of dance that I grew up learning. It's like Indian classical dancing. And it's really important to me to like bring all kind of my worlds together, because for a long time I thought that they didn't go together. And I think a lot of people, a lot of especially South Asian LGBTQ+ people kind of see that and are like, this is a thing. I can't believe this is a thing. Like we are part of the community. And I love bringing that. I love creating spaces for that.
Love. Well, Diwali is widely celebrated, but for those who may not have heard of it, can you give us a little introduction to the festival and what kind of traditions and activities take place?
Yeah, so like was said before, it is a festival celebrated by a lot of different religions. There are a lot of people in South Asia. So there are a lot of like different groups have different meanings, but a lot of it is getting together with family, lighting those cute little oil lamps, and eating a lot of good food. Diwali sweets are a big, big important part of it. For my family in particular, we like to get new clothes, because in my family there's like a big emphasis on renewal kind of. That's what I'm trying to bring for Diwalicious.
I love that. I love it so much. I'm learning all about it today as we're doing it in the show. I just find it really exciting.
Well, I guess we need to mention Diwalicious then.
Yes.
It is an event hosted in Sydney, presented by the Queer Worship Collective, which we have spoken about on Joy
before. Yes, we spoke to Diane Ty about that, yeah.
Now, what sort of fun things are planned for Diwalicious?
So much. So it's like cabaret style performances with like various South Asian artists. We've got comedians, we've got dancers, we've got a dholi player. So that's like the drums essentially.
Oh, amazing.
We've got like performance artists and of course drag. And it's all about kind of challenging the expectations that those of us in the South Asian community have been brought up with, like to do with gender and sexuality, For example, Priya, the Dolly player, usually Dolly is played by men, but Priya is not a man. Priya is a woman. And so that's really exciting. And yeah, like even with drag and like all of those things, it's this idea of like renewal, I guess, again, like the new generation of South Asian talent is what we're bringing.
It must be a truly wonderful feeling to be able to bring your, you know, culture and combine those traditions into queerness and community so it can be celebrated so much more and create so much more space for it within queer culture.
Yeah, absolutely. For so long, I felt very, I felt like I wasn't represented by a lot of queer things, but also like wasn't fully represented in the South Asian community. And so it feels good to be able to create a space for people to, you know, feel safe to celebrate Diwali how they want to celebrate it as a queer person. Mm. And to like, I know like a lot of, you know, South Asian queer and trans people have had to go to their chosen family as opposed to the family they were brought up with. And sometimes that means disconnect from culture. So, you know, being able to create that has been awesome.
Now, is Diwali and Diwalicious something that people who are not South Asian can get involved in? Can we come along to, and like celebrate this with all of you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm, you know, bringing my white housemates along. Like we've got, you know, everyone is invited. I think that's part of the beauty of it. I want it to be like a celebration of community, regardless of which parts of the community you're from. Absolutely.
Well, if you're in Sydney this Friday or Saturday, you can check out the Diwalicious event in Marrickville, and you can find out more on Manish's Instagram, manish.interest or manish.interest. Honestly, just go to the Joy Breakfast Instagram. We've got Manish tagged there.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, despite all of the technical shenanigans, for sharing your drag king story with us. And happy Diwali!
Thank you. Happy Diwali. Thanks for having me.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. We're just in sync today. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.